Today, there are enough alcoholics in this world to fill up. By the way, Ronnie, you live up there in New York City. The whole city. We've got enough alcoholics in this country to fill up a city the size of New York. Think about that. I'll tell you, that spells problems. People of lust today. We have over 15 million sex magazines sold every month in this country. We have millions of illegitimate babies born every year. All of these things going on. Now, the first thing I want to say is, fathers, what kind of a home do you want? Solomon said, except the Lord build the house. I wonder about you, fathers. You're supposed to be the spiritual leader of the house. The preacher went to visit a home once, and he knocked on the door, and he said, I'm the preacher. I'm come to talk to you about the Lord. The man answered the door. The man said, well, wait a minute. I'll go get my wife. You know how it is. And the preacher said, well, now, I don't want to talk to your wife. Well, he says, well, she handles all this stuff around here. And the preacher said, well, I still don't want to talk to your wife. He said, I'm not interested. Preacher said, well, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. You know, religion to him was like a plague. And so he says, well, let me go get my wife and let her kind of be in on it. No, I don't want your wife. Well, he says, you are the beatenest fellow I ever saw. He says, come on in the house. So he invited the preacher in. The preacher got in. He sat down and he talked to him about Ephesians 6:4 over here, where he said to them this, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Let me say to you, men, that doesn't say women. Amen, women. All right. I'll get to you later, all right. Now, you know that it says for the father to bring the children up in the admonition of the Lord. The fathers are to do this. The man is supposed to be the spiritual head of the home. He is supposed to be the leader in spiritual things in the family. I heard about this young minister who died in Memphis some time ago, and his little 10-year-old daughter preached the greatest sermon I've ever read about. When she came by his casket, she said, my daddy was saved. My daddy was separated. My daddy served Jesus. And when I die, I would think the greatest thing that my children could say about me, my daddy was saved. My daddy was separated. My daddy served Jesus. Except the Lord build your house. You're building something in vain, Solomon says. So, fathers, what kind of a house and a home do you want? You will determine the tempo of your home, whether or not it's going to be Christian or built, as Solomon expresses here. Mothers, over in the book of Proverbs, it says, the woman that serves the Lord, she shall be praised. Some women spend more time on their hair than they do on their heart. I knew I should have quit when I was ahead. But let me tell you, now the woman that serves the Lord, she is going to be praised. Fathers, what kind of home do you want? Mothers, what kind of home you want? I read about a daughter once who said, when I die, I'm going to see Jesus first, and then I'm going to see my mother. She had never seen her mother because her mother died at childbirth. Now, the only thing that lady had about her mother was the testimony that her mother had given to friends and to relatives and to others. And it was a Christian testimony. And she believed that when she died, she would see Jesus and her mother. What kind of home do you want, mothers? Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Children, young people today, what kind of home do you want? What kind of home are you going to build and help build? 1 Timothy 4:12, let no man speak evil of your youth. Be thou an example in word and in deed. Young people, what kind of home do you want? Except the Lord build your home. Solomon said, you build in vain. One young girl literally hated her mother. And finally, one day, she got under the grip of the spiritual power and was changed. And she flew across the room to the arms of her mother and said, Mother, I want to forgive you to forgive me. I have hated you for over a year. The mother said, the Lord has given me back my daughter. Young people, what kind of home do you want? Are you going to hate your fathers, your mothers, your parents? Except the Lord build a house. You can't build a house and a home on hatred. There must be love. One young girl said about an event that was taking place in the community, she wanted to go and attend it. But she talked to her daddy about it. And her daddy said, now, let me put it this way. I really don't approve of this thing that you're talking about, but I'm not going to insist that you not go. But I want you to know that I don't approve of it. Well, you know what happened? Later on in the kitchen the next day, the daughter, talking to the mother, said, Mother, I'm not going. I'm not going because I believe it's wrong myself. I'm not going because I believe this. I believe that Daddy loves me, and I love him. And that's the reason why I'm not going. Fathers, mothers, young people, what kind of home do you want? Except the Lord build his house. They that labor on it labor in vain. Mother, what kind of home do you want? Father, will you say, I want this kind of home? Youth, will you say, I want this kind of home? I trust that will be your decision. Hymn number 219. Someone else here today who would like to make a decision for Jesus. I think it's just simply marvelous today that we have this wonderful little young lady coming and opening her heart to Jesus. Something that she says, I've been thinking about this a long, long time. You know, how about your home? Dear man, dear woman, young person, boy or girl, except the Lord build that house, all of your work is in vain. Isn't there some father, some mother, some young person today who would come and say to God, I want to have a part and build it just like God wants it built. That's what Solomon was pleading for. Just step right out and come on from wherever you are and take your place here on the front pew, if that is the desire of your heart, this morning while we sing the next stanza. Out of the balcony, wherever you are, quickly come. If God has spoken, then you come and respond.
Thank you.
we bow our heads, and I'm going to ask the choir to sing just one more stanza. You know, to me, the home is the most important institution in all the world outside the church. And it's the one that we need to build on Jesus Christ. Now, if your home is not in the Lord today, if one or the other of the partners, wife or the husband, is not a Christian, let me urge you to complete it today so that God can have a part in building your home. If there's a young person here today, you are not a Christian, you've thought about it just like this one who has come, and you'd like to make your life what God wants it to be by His power and grace, wouldn't you slip out and come and take your place here and be a vital part in establishing a Christian home? While the choir sings the last stanza, wouldn't you just come right quickly from wherever you are just now? Such a joy this morning for me to present to you Cindy Ussery of 1327 Laurel Avenue, who comes on a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something Cindy has thought about in her heart. And I think this is a real momentous moment and decision, because it's such a blessing when our children launch out at this early age in a Christian experience to follow Christ and to give Him their lives. They are precious in His sight, and I just rejoice today that she has come, and I know that this has been the result of father and mother who faithfully have sought to uphold the ways of God in their home and in our church. So all who will joyfully welcome her will please respond by saying, "Aye." God bless you, Cindy, very richly, and we'll help you in any way we can. I would like Mama and Daddy to come down and stand by Cindy, and I want y'all to come by and shake hands with them. And welcome Cindy on this decision. You know, this is really something wonderful, I think, to have your child come and give her life to the Lord. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this moment. We have tried today in this service to magnify the home. And we rejoice today that You have honored this service by magnifying the home Yourself with our feeble efforts. And You have taken this and blessed us beyond word and given us this little child to give to us an example of where the home really begins. Our Father, we pray Thy blessing upon Cindy, and bless her in all the future, that she might be indeed a blessing to Thee. And bless these wonderful parents, and bless the others, members of the family, who are here today. Now, dear Lord, may in each of our hearts this hour, we pledge ourselves anew and afresh to resolve that our homes shall be built
upon the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we ask it. Amen.